Right, I'm joined this afternoon by Derek Randall, former international, England international and Notts County player. So Derek, how long, another autograph here. How long have you been associated with Trent Bridge?
I haven't played cricket here not since 1993. Mm-hmm. It's changed completely since I was here last, and it's really appropriate on a day like today. Clive Rice, the old captain of Nottinghamshire, and Australia bowled out for 63. You know, it's like one of the old wickets that he used to produce, he and Ron Allsop. So, you know, it's been a sad day for... we've got a lot of the old cricketers here that played with him.
Yes.
It's been a sad day, but in a lot of ways, you know, it's just nice to remember him as well, because I remember him, you know, in the dressing room, I remember him most. Or out on the field, he was a very powerful cricketer. You know, he set a great example. But in the dressing room, he'd always be one for making a plan. He said, "Come on, lads, we're going to make a plan." And then just before when the bell went and you were ready to go, he said, "Right, saddle up and off you go." You know, fantastic, really. The four for England. Sounds as though the wickets panned out a bit.
Absolutely.
A
very good day for England so far.
And quite... The Aussies are trying too hard, you know, they're all out 60-yarder. So they're trying too hard with the ball now. They're not bowling the ball in the right places. Yeah. So it was always going to happen. It's great. It's nice to see.
And have you got any particular favourite memories yourself of playing the Ashes here?
Oh, so many, really. Geoffrey Boycott in 1977 let me hit the winning hit. Kerry O'Keefe straight back, so I hit the winning hit in the Test match, which was lovely. And I was trying to think what else, really.
Well, I remember as a lad coming here to Trent Bridge and being here on the Fox Roads area, before the Fox Roads stand was built, and seeing you come into bat and the crowd cheering that must have been such a feeling when you come out on your home ground
nervous as well, because you can imagine a lot of pressure on it. But Chris Broad loves it here, doesn't he? You know, hat trick, five wickets a couple of times, and then today was just amazing, 8-8 for it. I just couldn't believe it, could you?
Absolutely.
Could not believe it. It's just been an amazing day's morning's cricket, really. It's been wonderful to watch, really.
I think the whole series this season has been fantastic. It was a fantastic ODI here against New Zealand.
It was.
It was so great to see people from... Again, Nottinghamshire, like Alex Hales scoring so well during that match. Are there any other up-and-coming Notts players that you would fancy to play for England?
You've got to look at Taylor, and you can't look past him. He's just a wonderful player, isn't he? You know, quite minute in stature, but once he gets out there, he's a man mounting, isn't he? You know,
he is.
Way he uses the pace of the ball. And I was surprised when he got into the England team that he ever got left out.
Yes.
But he'll be back in there, no problem, I'm sure.
Okay, and I guess no doubt as to who's going to win this particular match.
Oh, you never know with cricket. You can only hope.
Okay, Derek Randall, thank you very much for talking to us today. Thank you.